ओम ज्ञान चिमरंदस्य ज्ञानांगना शलाकया चक्षुरून मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चेतन मनोभिस्ताम स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक नामयं दधति स्वावरण्यं हरदनस्त्रि नंदन दैवृदं यचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमारूप पदाम्बुजो दुलिस्याम जन्म जन्मनि। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमस्ते गिरिराजाय श्री गोवर्धन नामिने शेष क्लेश नाशाय परमानंद दायिने। One time when I went down to Sri Chaitanya Math, where we know Radhakund is there, Shyamakund is there, also Govardhan is there. So one time I was circumambulating that little Govardhan, and I saw a little sign was there. A little sign was stuck on top of the hill with this beautiful little mantra. This mantra actually comes from a very beautiful book called Prayo Bhakti Rasarnava. Prayo Bhakti Rasarnava, which is a nice book. It literally translates as Cowherd Boy Nectar. So it's a very nice book. It's my favorite book, Prayo Bhakti Rasarnava. All filled with nice cowherd boy pastimes. So, it's very simple. Namaste Girirajaya. I offer my obeisances to Giriraj, Sri Govardhana Namine, whose name is Govardhan, Ashesha Klesha. Klesh we know, especially if you took Madhurya Kamani course. You know, Klesh means troubles and anxieties, and Ashesha means without limit. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Destroys. He destroys all our troubles without limit. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daini, and he's the giver of, he takes away all our troubles and replaces it with Paramanand. Paramananda Daini. So you can all repeat, this is very simple pranam mantra for Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Sri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daini. All glories to that wonderful hill. I offer my base to that wonderful hill known as whose name is Govardhan. He takes away unlimited amounts of our troubles and replaces it with Paramanand. And our Raghunath Das Goswami, he has very nice, he has many nice songs about Govardhan. One of them, he has one nice Govardhan Astakam, and every verse ends with the same line. Nija Nikata Niwasam Dehi Govardhana Twam. Nija Nikata Niwasam Dehi Govardhana Twam. So Nija, when we say Nija, we mean something, it's a very personal word. It means your very own. In Hindi we want to talk about, you know, something that's mine. Well, Mita Nija, this is very my personal thing. So Nija Nikat. Nikat, we also use this word in Hindi, means very close. So very close by the own side of Govardhan. Nija Nikata Niwasam. Now if you've been in India for some time, you always see somebody's house as Surya Niwas, Lakshmi Niwas, Shiv Niwas, you know, something like Ganesh Niwas. You always see in the house Hari Niwas. You've seen this sign. like that. Niwas means residence. So nijanikata niwasam dehi. Dehi means to give. Govardhan atvam. Oh Govardhan, you just give me residence very close by your own side. Nijanikata niwasam dehi Govardhan atvam. So we just want to get residence very close by the own side of Govardhan. In fact, sometimes when we're doing Govardhan Prakrama, then we see so many people pile up rocks and make little houses. So I've heard so many explanations, but the explanation I like the best is that people come there, they want to stay on the, they want to have their little Nija Nikata Niwas, their little house on the side of Govardhan, but they can't stay due to their preaching or their business or family engagements. So they build a little house to represent their desire to always have their little Nija Nikata Niwas on the side of Govardhan Hill. He agrees. So, yesterday we came to Kusum Sarovar and Narada Kund. Now, we go just a little ahead of Narada Kund. On the right side, we come to Gwal Pokhar. Just like here, all these kuns in Bengal, in Navadip Mandal, we don't call them kuns, they're called pukur. When they dig a hole in the ground, water comes up, then it's called pukur. Then you use it for bathing and cleaning and cooking and everything. So this is pukur. So that word in Brijbhasa, slowly the Brijbhasis, they like to twist the words around and make fun of them. So it has become Pokhar. From Pukhur it came to Pokhar. So this is Gwal Pokhar. Now Gwal, now you just try to figure this word out. You know what Gwal means? Gwal is what we call cowherd boy in Brajbhasa. Think about it, Gwal. Originally, just like the person who has a rickshaw, what do we call him? We call him a rickshaw wala. Or the guy with the sweet shop, he's a mitai wala. The pan shop is a pan wala. So the person who has the cows, he's the go wala. So gradually the Brijbhasis, they make it shorter and shorter, Gowala, 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 Gwal, Gwal, Gwal. So it just become Gwal. Or in real pure Brijbhasa, they like to do like the Japanese and change the R's and L's around. It becomes Gwar or Gwaria. In real pure Brijbhasa, they will talk about the little cowherd boy, Gwaria. Gwar. So Gwal. So Gwal Pokhar means cowherd boy, Kund. But, now to understand this pastime, we're going to have to go back to Radha Kund, just a little ways north of Radha Kund. Because generally we don't go on Brajmandal Prakrama, but sometimes we take a side trip. We go to Surya Kund, just north of Radha Kund. There's a place called Surya Kund. Now, Surya Kund is a very amazing place. There's one time, Mother Purnamasi, she told Jatila that if you really want your son, Abhimanyu, to increase in wealth and health and opulence, then you should get your daughter-in-law to worship Surya. And there's a very wonderful deity at Surya Kund. So you should find some pure Brahmins and you should take your daughter-in-law and engage her in the worship of Surya. So then Jatila and Kutila, they went out looking. They heard this news. So they went out looking for some Brahmins. They saw one fellow walking along. dressed just like a Brahmin, nice pure cloth, and his little padukas, wooden shoes, like that. He had a short little fat fellow with him, also wearing his little padukas and carrying their shastras under their arms and big sikas. And they were walking along, and Jatila and Kutila said, approached them and said, "Are you Brahmins?" And they said, "Yes, we're sons of Brahmins." "Where are you from?" "We're from Mathura." "Huh? Acha? Because we're looking for some Brahmins to do our puja." Well, by now you might have understood who the... It looked like guru and disciples. The guru, you might have understood by now, that was none other than Sri Nandanandan. His disciple, that was Madhu Mangal. So Madhu Mangal says, no. We are brahmacharis from birth. We don't have anything to do with women, so we can't do your puja. He says, no. We have to do a special puja for our daughter-in-law. No. I told you, my guru, he has nothing to do. We are strict brahmacharis. We have nothing to do with women. And besides that, we're very sattvic Brahmins. We don't worship any devi-devitas. Huh? We don't worship all these different types of demigods. We only worship Surya. And Jatila says, well, that's exactly who we want to worship. We want to do the Surya Puja. You know, and it's for our daughter-in-law. Please. So then Madhu Mangal, he looks at his guru and he says, well, I think under the circumstances, since you're also worshipping Surya, and we're also worshipping Surya, we'll make an exception and we'll do this puja for your daughter-in-law. So you should bring her to Surya Kund on Sunday morning, and please be prompt. And then the guru says, and we don't take any dakshina. And Madhu Mangal says, what? Because the Brahmin, he should not be attached to, he shouldn't be like a paid servant. So we don't want any dakshina, we'll do the puja for you. Madhu Mangal, he's... Anyway. So they ran back and to Javat, and they told Srimati Radhika that we found some wonderful Brahmins to do this Surya Puja, and you should come and do this Surya Puja. And Radharani, she really doesn't want to go. She knows this Jatila Kuti, they're always making some silly thing. And somehow they dragged her along in the forest to Surya Kund. As she approaches Surya Kund, very wonderful thing manifests within her heart. She begins, there's an awakening of ecstatic love for Sri Krishna. Huh? Very curiously, the closer she gets to Surya Kund, this ecstatic love for Krishna is awakening within her heart. And when she gets there, she saw the priest and his disciple, and she immediately could understand who these two are. And she pulls her sari just to keep from hide her smile like that. So then Jatila and Kutila, they bring Radharani in. And Madhu Mangal says, well, it's a good thing you're on time. We were just thinking about leaving, you know. Anyway, so now you sit here and you do this and do that. And they started doing the puja. And they began to sing, Madhu Mangal began to sing all these incredible prayers. And Jatila and Kutila, they never heard such prayers before. Now, on one side, if you listen to these prayers, it's all worship of Surya. But if you turn it around a little bit, it's actually worship of Krishna. So they engaged Radharani in worshipping Krishna. Like this. And they did the puja very nicely. And Jatila and Kutila, they were so astonished. They said, we never heard such nice mantras like this. So we must give some dakshina. And the priest says, no, we don't take any dakshina. And Madhu Mangal says, wait a minute. He said, and Krishna gives him he says, well, yes, actually, we're very strict brahmacharis. We don't take any dakshina. And second of all, we're strict brahmacharis, so we can't take anything from women. You know, it just wouldn't be all right. No, without dakshina, no puja is complete. I mean, that's the law in the shastra. That unless you give dakshina, the puja is not complete. You must take some dakshina. So then Madhu Mangal goes, well, anyway, my guru, he will never touch anything. But on his behalf, I will gladly accept your dakshina. So then they take the jewel locket from Radharani's neck, beautiful golden jewel locket, and they give it to Madhu Mangal, and they give him lots and lots of laddus that he wraps up inside his dhoti. A big batch of laddus all wrapped up inside of his dhoti, because he made sure that they brought lots of laddus to do the puja. And then they wander off on their way. And in Radharani, she goes off with Jatila and Kutila. She keeps one of her assistants just behind her. Why? So that she, on the pretext of turning to talk to her servant, she's actually watching as Shyamasundara goes off into the forest like that. She turns and puts her arm on the shoulder of her friend and appears to be talking, but actually her eye is looking in another direction. So meanwhile, Krishna, he goes off in one way, and Madhu Mangal, he goes off in another way. And they all head towards Gwalpokar. So Gwalpokar, because somehow or other, Krishna, he made some excuse to leave, because the coward boys, they can't stand separation of Krishna, even for one moment. But somehow he made some excuse, and he ran off and left them there. And they're all wondering, now where is he gone? And they see, coming down the road, this little greedy Brahmin, friend of Krishna, they call Batuk, or Batu. Like we were singing yesterday in that song, Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka, Batu Dvijaraj. So they say, oh, here comes. So they're all looking and say, look, here comes Batu. You know, and Balaram says, hey, look, his dhoti's bulging out with little bumps, you know. Looks like it might be full of laddus, you know. And everybody says, yeah, how about that, you know. So then all the cowherd boys, they come, and they say, hey, Batu. Hey, Madhu. Hey, Madhi, what you got there in your dhoti? He says, this is my Brahmin Dakshina. Oh, come on, Batu, we're all hungry. We've been playing here all day. Come on, give us a few laddus, huh? We won't take them all. Just give us a few. And he begins to back up, you know. He says, no, this is my Brahmin Dakshina. This is, you know, my property. He begins to back up. So one of the cowherd boys, as he's backing up, one of the cowherd boys comes behind like this and crouches on the ground. So Madhu, he's walking, and all of a sudden, boom! He goes flying over top of this cowherd boy. His dhoti flies open. All the laddus are going in all directions. All the cowherd boys are grabbing all the laddus. And Madhu Mangal, he just, wait, this is my dakshina. You're stealing property of a Brahmin. You're stealing property of a Brahmin. Wait. And then one of the cowherd boys, he picks up this golden locket and he says, woo, what kind of dakshina is this? You know? And they're all looking because Radharani's name is written on the back. And say, woo, what kind of dakshina you got? So now Madhu, he's really angry. He's ready to break his Brahmin dhoti, and he knows Balaram is the one who's behind all this. So he's going to curse Balaram. Just that time, Shyamasundara appears on the scene. He says, wait, what are you doing? Why are you disturbing my friend? He's a Brahmin. Now you're stealing the property of a Brahmin. Now you all give him back his laddus. Don't make him angry. Like that. So then everybody gives their laddus back to Madhu Mangal, and Shyamasundara, he's very careful to tuck that jewel locket of Radharani in his dhoti. And Madhu Mangal, he goes off in the forest somewhere to enjoy all of his laddus. So this is Gwalpokar. And as we come along, a little ahead, we come to a place where the road splits. There's a smaller road that goes right into the town of Govardhan, and then there's a bypass road for all the big buses to go around like that. And just as we approach that place, the first time we get chance to see Govardhan. Actually, at Gwalpokar, you can see a little bit of Govardhan coming just a little bit out of the ground there. But when we get to that little split in the road, fork in the road, then we can see now Govardhan begins to rise. And we can see him a little bit. So right where that fork is, there's a kund. Nobody knows about it anymore. And very soon it will probably disappear. Just on the opposite side, across the field a little ways, there's a place called Harigo Kutir. In fact, I see some of the addresses there. They still mention Hari Gokutir, but people have forgotten all about this place. But when they came to do the Govardhan Puja at that time, they kept all of the cows there. So that became Hari Gokutir, because they were keeping all the cows there at that place. So now we enter into the town of Govardhan. Because although Govardhan Hill is there, there's this, just like Vrindavan Forest is there, and there's a little town of Vrindavan. So Govardhan Hill is there, and there's a town known as Govardhan. And as we come into that Govardhan town, we come to Manasi Ganga. Now it says in the scriptures that when one does Govardhan Prakrama, that he must take bath in Manasi Ganga and then go to take darshan of the deity of Haridev. So we come in, and just on the right side there's a little road that goes inside a little ways and down inside this little temple complex. And first thing, there's a temple there that is the, as far as the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are concerned, is the Mukharavind of Govardhan. Because when you get to Jatipur, there's also a place called Mukharavind, but that is accepted by the Ballabha Sampradaya. But all our Gaudiya Acharyas, they've accepted this place as the Mukharavind. And there's a beautiful Govardhan Shila there, and all day long, all around that entrance of that temple, they're selling little pots of milk, and they have little coconuts and little trays with incense and so many things, and kumkum and so much stuff. And you pay 50 rupees, 51 rupees, you go in and offer it, and they bring the coconut and the tray back and they sell it again to the next person. But anyway, you go inside and they have a little cup of milk, or depending on your budget, you know, some people bring a whole bucket of milk. They buy a big bucket of milk and come in and they do abhishek of that Mukharavind, and everyone makes their offering. Because you can figure out Mukharavind. Aravind means? Lotus. Just like we sing every morning. Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam. So Charna we know, so Aravinda means lotus. So Muk, you know, you must know by now Muk. Mouth. Well, it can mean face also, but it specifically refers to mouth. Mukharavind. So this is the lotus mouth of Govardhan, where we offer all of our offerings. Of course, Govardhan, he's not different from Krishna, so Anganiya, Sya, Sakalindi, any place could be his mouth. So in Jatipur, they're also worshipping Mukharavind. But anyway, our Gaudiya Acharyas have accepted this place. And just beyond the Mukharavind, there's this very special Shila, which has imprint of Krishna's peacock feather. You see different colored, Shila's cut like this, and you see this different circle, different colored circles like that. So they call it Mukutmani, like that. And all around there's big bells and so many things, and there's a ghat which takes us down to Manasi Ganga. Now originally Manasi Ganga used to be actually a flowing river. Now how she got there is a very interesting pastime. There's one time Nandanandan, he killed that Batsasura. We were back there in Chattikara. He killed that Batsasura, who was in the form of, you know, Bats? Calf. Vats means calf. So before when he went to Nandagram, then he became Gopal. But when he was in Chattikara, he was Batsapal. He was taking care of the calf. So Batsa means calf. Or also in our Hindi, we like to refer to small child also, we'll call Bats. Hey, Bats. Our son or like that, we'll call, hey, Bats. So anyway, so Bats means calf. So Krishna killed this Batsasura. So then he again wanted to continue playing with the cowboys. He said, we can't play with you. You did a big sin. You killed the calf. This is a big sin. Big, big pop. So then Lala said, so what can I do? So the cowherd boys, they all consulted one another, said, you'll have to go take bath in the Ganga. Just like we just spent more than a month. Some of us were there for a whole month. Some of us were there for more than a month. Some were just there for a day or so. On the bank of Ganga and Jamuna in Prayag. So anyway, Ganga is very, very far away from Vrindavan. Jamuna is there, but Ganga is very far away. So Lala said, but that's so far, I don't want to go, I cannot stay away from Braj for so long, how I'll go there? So, he sat down and by his meditation, he brought Ganga there to that place. Therefore it's called Manasi Ganga. You know Manas, Manas means mind. So when we're meditating, we use our mind. So by his mind, Krishna brought Ganga there, so that Ganga came from his mind. So she's Manasi Ganga. So then Lala, he took his bath and the cowherd boys, they began to play with him again. So another time, one time, Lala saw that Mother Yasoda was making all kinds of funny prasad. Not the regular rice dal, chapati and sabji. But she was making all these little fried things, fried dal and fried little stringy things. It's like when you go on the train in India, you see the Indians, they pull out their little tiffin, they have all kinds of little fried, little noodle type things, and little cracker like things, all fried in ghee. Because they last for a long time, they can take them on trips. So Lala came and said, Maya, oh Maya, what kind of funny bhojan are you making today? What kind of funny bhojan are you making today? Says Lala, we are going to take a trip to Ganga. So I'm making all these things that will last for many days. We'll eat it along the way. Your father wants to go take bath in the Ganga. Acha? Acha? So he ran to Baba. He said, Baba, Baba, where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, Lala, last night we were listening to Sandilya Rishi and he was telling us all about the glories of Ganga. And you know what he said, Lala? No, what did he say, Baba? What did he say? Lala, he said, this Ganga is very, very purifying. All your sins will be washed away by taking bath in this Ganga. You know how purifying it is? No, Baba, tell me. He told us a story, Lala, that one time there was a sanp, snake. He lived on the bank of Ganga. He had his hole there. So he was always coming and going and coming and going. So one day he came up out of his hole and was crawling along the bank of Ganga when who came by other than Garud? And Garud, he likes to eat. What does he like to eat? Snakes. So Garud, he saw this big snake. He said, oh, now there's my breakfast. Immediately he swooped down. He grabbed that snake with his talons. He began to carry him up in the air. As that snake died, his tail fell downwards. And just the tip of his tail touched the Ganga as he left his body. He suddenly took on a four-armed form like Vishnu. And Garud was so shocked to see. He put that form on his back and took him straight to Vaikuntha Loka. So therefore, Lala, we all want to go take bath in Ganga. But Baba, Baba, Ganga is just on the side of Govardhan Hill. All right, Lala, what are you talking about? No, Baba, I'll show you. I'll show you. Come, Baba, come, Baba. He took Nanda Baba by the finger. He said, come on, Baba, come on, Baba. Let's go, Baba. Come on, Baba. So he brought all the Brijvasis there and showed them this beautiful river that formed a beautiful lake. It was a beautiful lake and then the river was flowing. Of course, now it's not flowing. But that time there was actual flowing river and beautiful lake there. And Nanda Baba and all the Brijvasis say, but Lala, how do we know that this is not Ganga? Ganga is very far away from there. At that time, Manasi Devi, because just nearby is the deity of Manasi Devi. Or the deity of Ganga appeared on top of the water riding on her vahan, her vehicle, which is crocodile. Jamuna rides on a turtle, yes. And Ganga, she rides on a crocodile. So Ganga Devi, who in that place is known as Manasi Devi, she appeared on the back of this crocodile and she told all the Brijvasis that this is the real Ganga. Because this Ganga is created from Krishna's meditation. And that by taking bath in this Ganga, you will get 10,000 more benefit. Because this Ganga, that Ganga is emanating from his toe, but this one's coming from his mind. You will get 1,000 times more benefit from bathing in that Ganga. And then she disappeared. And all the Vrishvasis, they were very astonished. And they all took their bath in that Manasi Ganga. And used to enjoy so many wonderful pastimes. In fact, millions of pastimes take place on this Manasi Ganga lake. One time, all Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they came carrying big pots of yogurt and butter and milk and so many milk products. And they came to that place and they were thinking, oh, we have to walk all the way around this big lake. Isn't there a boatman somewhere we can just take a boat across? So she sent Lalita Sakhi and they went all around and they found there was one old boatman who was just sound asleep. So Lita tapped him and said, "Boatman, boatman, please take us across the river. Please place us across the Manasi Ganga." "Huh? I'm tired and my boat is very old and leaky and you girls have got a lot of heavy pots. My boat will never go across. You please leave me alone. I'm sleeping." So Lalita went back and she told Radharani the situation. And Radharani, she said, "Well, try to find another boatman." They looked around. There's no other boatman. So they went back and they said, "Boatman, boatman." "Huh? Huh?" He said, "You have to take us across. There's nobody else around. But I'm warning you, my boat is very old and you girls have such heavy pots. We may not make it across, but there's no one else around." He said, "All right." So he got in his boat, and all the gopis got in his boat. He began to row his boat. And very cleverly, he must have figured out who the boatman was, he pulled the cork out of his boat. And suddenly, water started coming in. And boatman was also, he was rowing in a very funny way. So boat was rocking like anything. Suddenly big clouds appeared on the Manasi Ganga. And all the gopis were crying and water was coming. And Lalita Sakhi went and said, "Boatman, boatman, please save us. We're going to drown." "So I told you from the beginning that my boat is very old and you girls have such heavy pots of butter and yogurt and milk. If you don't throw these pots overboard, we're all going to drown and die in this Manasi Ganga." So then all the gopis, they threw all their pots of yogurt and butter and milk and everything, ghee, into the Manasi Ganga. And still they were, boatman was rowing his boat and boat was rocking and water was coming and wind was blowing and rain was coming and gopis again, Lalita says, "Boatman, boatman, please save us. Please save us. We're all going to drown." "I told you girls from the beginning that my boat is very old and leaky. And you girls, you have such heavy ornaments made of gold and silver and jewels. If you don't throw them all overboard, we're all going to drown." So they threw all of their jeweled ornaments and bangles and bracelets and silver and gold, everything in the Manasi Ganga. And still boatman is rowing and boat is rocking and wind is coming. Then Lalita Sakhi said, "Boatman, boatman, please save us. We're going to drown." "I told you girls from the beginning. And you girls, you have such heavy saris. If you don't throw these saris overboard, then we're all going to drown and die here in the Manasi Ganga." Lalita Sakhi said, "Now wait a minute. We got a better idea. We're going to throw you overboard." And then at that, Radharani, she came herself personally and she put her arms around that boatman and just hung on his neck and said, "Boatman, boatman, please save us. Don't make us do this. Please, you have to get us across the other side." So now that boatman has got his cherished desire. Radharani is hanging around his neck just like a necklace. He put his cork in the boat and then he rowed to the other side very quickly. So like that, so many hundreds of pastimes are taking place on this Manasi Ganga. On the other side, there's a place called Chakleswar, which is connected with Krishna's chakra, Actually, it's known as Chakratirth. Now, somehow or other, by Sunday, when the chakra gets all mixed up in there, somehow or other, that R turns into an L, so it becomes, although the deity there is Lord Shiva, becomes Chakleswar. So he's Chakleswar Mahadev. He's protecting, he's one of the Digpal deities of Braj. Chakleswar Mahadev. So, because when Krishna lifted that Govardhan hill, also his Sudarshan Chakra came and was spinning just over the top of the hill and making all of the rain go away like that. So Govardhan was completely protected like that. So the place where that chakra came to rest, that is known as Chakratirth, and there Chakleswar Mahadev is staying. Now just in front is the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami. Because Sanatana Goswami used to like to come and stay at Manasi Ganga and do his bhajan. And he was very fond of Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva is the best of all the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. We know in Vrindavan also he was staying, there's one place called Bankandi Mahadev. There's an intersection there and you look up and you see the Gajendra Moksha dioramas on top of the building there. That's Bankandi Mahadev. And Sanatana Goswami used to also do his bhajan close by there. So he was staying there by Chakleswar Mahadev doing his bhajan. But, just like we see here in Mayapur, there's water everywhere, huh? And because there's water everywhere and it's a little bit warm, huh? Certain residents are manifesting themselves. Huh? Millions and millions and millions of mosquitoes. So Manasi Ganga is a nice big lake. It's very warm there. So Sanatana Goswami, he was trying to do his bhajan, but these swarms and swarms of mosquitoes were coming and just not giving him any peace. Just like every evening about 6 o'clock, you know, you start. So, and that's with the long dhoti, so just your ankles, you know, but the Goswamis, they were just wearing these short cloths like that, so they must have been getting mosquitoes everywhere. So one day he just had enough, this is too much, I'm going to leave this place. He packed up everything and began to walk away. So suddenly one old Brahmin came and said, Baba, Baba, where are you going? Where are you going? I can't stay here. He said, why not? We were enjoying your association so nicely. No, there's so many mosquitoes here. It's just, it's too much. I can't do my bhajan properly. I'm going another place. He said, oh, that's what the problem. So then that old Brahmin revealed that actually he was Chakleswar Mahadev. He was worried that now Sanatana Goswami is going away. Then I won't get his association. So he revealed himself as Chakleswar Mahadev. He said, don't worry, no mosquitoes will bother you. So he called that Mosquito Dave, I don't know, Kira Dave or something, who's ever the demigod in charge of mosquitoes, and told him that no mosquitoes are allowed in this place. Even today, if you go and stay there, there's water everywhere, but in that place, at Chakleswar Mahadev, it's Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, there's no mosquitoes ever. And there's nice dharmshala there with all different pieces of tile. You see it's all decorated with broken tiles they put all over the front of that dharmshala. And they never charge devotees if you come and stay there. You can stay there and you won't find any mosquitoes even today in that place. So this is Chakleswar Mahadev. So after taking our bath, then we go to the temple of Haridev. So after taking bath in Manasi Ganga, one should take darshan of Haridev. So there's a big, huge, red sandstone temple there, just near the banks of Manasi Ganga. And there's beautiful deity of Haridev, Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill. Beautiful deity. Well, he's not the original. The original we saw when we went to Ardhakumbh in 95, on the way back, somewhere in the outskirts of Kanpur, someplace, I've forgotten, only Pundarik knows. we found a little village because we knew that Adi Keshav is there, but then we found out, that time we found out that the previously Punarik had gone there, he got darshan of Adi Keshav. Now, this time when we went, we found out that he had been stolen. But we found this beautiful Adi Keshav, this beautiful Haridev Didi, just 2 kilometers down the road, another village. Beautiful Didi of Haridev. But anyway, now there's another Didi there, Haridev, holding up Govardhan Hill, his beautiful Govardhan Hill on top of his little finger. And we go there and pay our obeisances and pray at his lotus feet that our prakrama will be successful. And this place also, because Mahaprabhu, he took his bath in Manasi Ganga. Then he came to take darshan of Haridev. As soon as he saw Haridev, he began to dance in ecstasy. And he was dancing and chanting and dancing and chanting, and all the residents came and they saw him dancing, and everyone came to the same conclusion that though instead of carrying a flute, he's carrying a stick, and instead of a darkish sham complexion, he's golden. This must be the same Brijendanandan Sham Sundar. And everyone began to dance in ecstasy with him. In the old days in Krishna Balaram temple, we used to have a painting of that pastime. Mahaprabhu dancing in front of Haridev Didi with all the devotees dancing with him. Now that must have gone to Bhakti Siddhanta's place down the road near Madan Mohan temple. Some other painting has come. So Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing in front of this Haridev Didi. So this is a very special place. We always have big kirtan there in front of this Haridev Didi. Now nearby, there's a little kund called Brahmakund. And this has very interesting pastime. Because in the beginning, on the first day, when we were discussing about the glories of Vrindavan and how difficult it is to understand, we talked about Lord Brahma and how he also got bewildered by this Braj Leela. So when he finally came to his senses, he realized what a fool he was. Krishna was taking a bite out of his laddu and handing it to the cowherd boys, you know. And he was thinking that, you know, what is this? What type of etiquette is this where we bite something and we hand it to someone? But then he realized, because every day we're offering the bhog to Lord Krishna, but we never saw that Krishna ate it. Anyone ever saw? You ever saw Krishna come and take? You ever saw any bite was missing? We never saw. But we have faith. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, told us that you put tulsi leaf and you say these prayers and you offer in humble state of mind, you offer and Krishna will accept. So we have faith that Krishna ate, but we never saw Krishna ate. But this was the real Mahaprasad. Krishna was taking bite and handing this. He said, I was a fool, you know. These cowherd boys, they're getting the real Mahaprasad. So Lord Brahma, he also like Madhu Mangal, he'd be very greedy how to get that. But of course, he's Lord Brahma. He can't come there and sit with the cowherd boys and wait for Krishna to bite his laddu and hand it to him. He's trying to think. So one day they were having picnic at Manasi Ganga. So Lord Brahma, he came there because he knew that after they eat, then they'll come to this little kund to wash their hands. At that time, when Lala washes his hand, then some of the chewed remnants from his fingers will come off in the water, and as a form of a fish, he'll be able to get those. Because he can't come straight like all the cowherd boys. But we know Krishna, he's in the heart of everyone. He understood Lord Brahma's desire. So after they finished their picnic, Krishna came there with his clean hand, he scooped water out of the kund, and he washed his hand over on the dirt like this. Because unless you become humble follower of the residents of Braj, you can't enter into Braja Bhakti. Just like we won't get there to Belvan. Lakshmi Devi, she's also there in Belvan. Because she thinks she's the wife of Vaikunthapati. Her pati is Vaikunthapati. Her husband is Vaikunthapati, the king of Vaikuntha. So she can't humble herself to become follower of the cowherd damsels of Braj, because without getting the mercy of the residents of Braj, you can't enter into Vrindavan. So she's not there. She can't come in the rasa dance. She's still sitting there performing penances and austerities. But because of this abhiman, this thinking. So unless we become follower of the residents of Braj, so we're very, very fortunate. Because we have got the most dear resident of Braj to follow. Srila Prabhupada is the most dear resident of Braj. And Krishna says in Gita that that person who preaches this message, he's the most dear to me. So Prabhupada is the most dear resident of Braj, most dear to Krishna. So we're all very fortunate. We have Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's disciples and Prabhupada's temples and so many things to follow. So although we have no qualification, just like I remember when I first time ever came to Mayapur Festival, it must be British English, because in the States we don't ask the question in that way, you know. But here everyone always asks, "Oh, and what is your qualification?" I said, "Wasn't my qualification. My only qualification is Srila Prabhupada. I don't have any other qualification." In the States, we ask, "What kind of degree do you have?" You know, but in India, they say, "What is your qualification?" They want to know what type of degree I had. But they always say, "What is your qualification?" I said, "Wasn't my qualification. My only qualification. That's our only qualification. We have no other qualification to be here in this holy, in either of these holy dhams. We have no qualification except for Prabhupada. So we're very fortunate." Also, this, as long as we're on the banks of Manasi Ganga, at Diwali time, it's very interesting. I went there and saw one time. Because all over all the ghats of Manasi Ganga on Diwali night, everybody puts hundreds and thousands of lamps all along the steps on all the ghats all around. So it's very, very beautiful. And as long as we're talking about Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutir at Manasi Ganga at Chakleswar, in the summertime, there's one full moon that is called Vyas Purnima or Guru Purnima. Just like this next full moon that's coming, we call Gaur Purnima. So that one is called Guru Purnima. And on that day, it wouldn't be a bad idea for us also, but everybody else in India, on that day, everybody, no matter who their spiritual master is, they all worship, they do Vyas Puja on that day, Guru Purnima day. So on that Guru Purnima day, all the Vaishnavas who lived around Govardhan, they all used to come to Chakleswar, to Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutir. And then he would take all the Vaishnavas around on Prikama, of all the holy places around Manasi Ganga and all around Govardhan town, and then they would come back and have a wonderful feast. So this happened every Guru Purnima. So one time, all the Vaishnavas came to the bhajan kutir of Sanatana Goswami, and they were all calling, you know, "Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol." But there was no answer. And when they looked inside the bhajan kutir, they saw the lifeless body of Sanatana Goswami was there. He had entered into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna on that day. So that Guru Purnima day we celebrate as the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami. And that's where he disappeared there at Chakleswar Mahadev. And then they took his body to Vrindavan and circumambulated the temples of Vrindavan and placed him in Samadhi right underneath the Madan Mohan temple. You'll find the Samadhi of Sanatana Goswami. But he actually disappeared at that place. What time is it?
5 to 1.
So, somehow or other, I've got a special invitation today at 1. So we'll stop here at Manasi Ganga. Govardhan is such a wonderful place. I don't know if we'll be able to get out of Govardhan. We still have many places to see. But one thing I want to discuss was whether we want to have... I think this is the last day of this week, according to the schedule, right? But Ekadasi is a very special... Tomorrow's Ekadasi... Actually, tomorrow's Mahadwadasi. Today's actually Ekadasi. Actually, in Vrindavan, there's... Even in Prayag, because I made a calendar for Prayag, we're staying there. It's Ekadasi in Vrindavan and Prayag also. But here, somehow or other, due to some certain astrological influences, tomorrow is Vyanjali Maha Dvadasi. So it says that one should chant the glories of the Lord, especially on the when he's doing his Ekadasi fast. So, do we want to have class tomorrow also? Huh? Is that alright? So, we're going to end early today, but we'll have class again tomorrow. Huh? Because there shouldn't be any limit to Krishna's, that's only 5 days. We should go on forever glorifying Krishna. So, but some of my God brothers have been given a special invitation today at 1 o'clock, so we'll stop here. But is there any questions? I don't know. That's just the nickname that they have for Madhu Mangal. Maybe I'll ask Gopi Pranadan or somebody who knows Sanskrit. Maybe it's got some funny name, meaning, but I never heard any meaning for it. But it may just be just a funny sounding name, just like nowadays in India, if you ask anybody what's their name, it's Rinku, Dinku, isn't it? Rinku, Dinku, Pinku. They just come up with... And if you go, where was I? In Mauritius also. Mauritius and South Africa both, especially South Africa. Everybody's got the funniest names. They just took some... They just squished the... You know, they heard some Sanskrit names and they just squished them together and make these funny combinations, you know, that you never heard anywhere. But it sounds almost like something, but it's... So, Batu, it may have some meaning, or it may just be just a funny sound. No, Namaste Girirajaya. I offer my obeisances to Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya Sri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine. Okay, so we can fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's taking away all our miseries and replacing them with unlimited bliss. Srila Prabhupada ki.